Inspire Eugene, Episode 6.
Welcome to the Inspire Eugene podcast. Each week we showcase individuals with heartfelt and powerful messages to encourage you to take those first steps to unlock your very best work. Are you ready to get inspired? Here's your host, Brad McKinney.
Welcome to this episode of Inspire Eugene. I have a great guest for you today. His name is Bob Adams. He's actually my uncle via my wife. We work on several different business projects together, most of those being in the podcasting arena, but he has also been a tax professional for 30 years. He's actually my accountant. Bob, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us a little bit about what your business is?
Well, thanks, Brad. It's kind of nice to be here in this particular mode. It's so much different than our usual mode because we talk like every day. But it is, it's a great honor to be with you. I'm excited about your Inspire Eugene program. I think it's a great idea. And the questions and the things that you're doing are phenomenal. So I'll start with a little bit about myself. Yes, I've been involved in doing taxes for approximately 30 years. I've had quite a varied background in emergency medicine as a paramedic, as a cop, and all kinds of different things. But for 30 years, primarily, I have been doing tax returns almost exclusively for small businesses. I really believe in the bottom of my heart that entrepreneurship and being self-employed is the key to success for this country of ours. And if you take a look historically at our initial Congress realizing the value of having an accountable citizenry, they actually considered allowing voting rights to be only to those who were farmers or small home business owners. Because it's quite important. And you'll notice that even in today, our Congress is well aware that the home-based business, which hires about 75% of the employees in this country, is the lifeblood of what keeps America going. And when I say small business, I'm talking about 50 employees or less. Being involved in that and believing thoroughly, absolutely 100% in the value of having something you're doing from your home, so that you're expressing yourself and living your life, doing your passions instead of just a J-O-B, just over broke. And you're also sharing your passions with your family. So your spouse can be involved, your children can be involved, your grandchildren can be involved, all these different sources of different people who can be involved in your business, who can learn and grow and can appreciate the value of being self-reliant. The other part that I'm really passionate about, obviously, for doing taxes for the last 30 years, is the realization that most people who have a job basically have three deductions: their home, their children, and their education. Now, what's interesting, as time goes along, those three deductions have a tendency to disappear as you pay off your house and pay off your home, and hopefully your children leave. But in a home-based business, you have essentially to start with 159 deductions. And as you grow and you add entities, the possibilities of tax savings and asset protection are huge, absolutely huge. So yes, I am an absolute enthused believer in having a home-based business.
That's great. I know you were a big part of why I have a home-based business and several businesses now, actually. Outside of your tax, and in the pre-chat of this interview, we talked a little bit about you retiring from doing taxes and moving into more of a small business support role. Can you tell us a little bit about the business that you're specifically doing now?
Well, right now I have a radio station, which, by the way, Brad and I started together, and called Break Free Radio. The purpose of Break Free Radio is I get the opportunity to interview successful business people. Those who have gone through the fiery steps and the initial fears of breaking out of the old thought patterns, which we've had so deeply induced into us from our childhood on and our educational systems, and being willing to step up and create. And I interview those people who have successfully done that. I interview people who support businesses and augment them with lead generations or trainings or a variety of other types of stuff that helps their business to grow. And then thirdly, I like to interview people who, as we would go by the name of our business, Break Free Radio, have experienced moments in life where they have broke free and they've had the chance to experience life new simply because they were willing to let go of a series of beliefs who were stopping them from having what they wanted. So Break Free Radio, along with an MLM that I'm involved in with, which I firmly believe in, is how I'm helping people at this point in time.
Perfect. Well, we'll get a little bit more into that story here in just a few minutes, but I always like to get things kicked off with a inspirational mantra or quote that has most impacted you throughout your life.
You know, one of the blessings that I've had is about 10, 11 years ago, had got myself backed into a corner. I had a huge tax practice. I had a whole bunch of employees. I had a home. I had toys. I had travel trailers. I had cars. I had all these different things, but I found I was not happy. And I realized that, or I didn't realize at the moment, that I was just being cornered by a series of beliefs that I anticipated my happiness would come from certain things that I acquired, achievement. Well, when I have this, and then I'll be happy. When I have this many clients, then I'll be happy. When I have this much money, then I'll be happy. When I have all these different trips that I've gone on with my family and children, then I'll be happy. Only to realize that that wasn't true. I was seeking something outside of myself to fill a void that was there, not knowing that that void was a series of beliefs that I was embracing full-heartedly and kept me trapped. And so I had a daughter who was experiencing similar to the same things, and she went to a self-awareness training in Salt Lake City called Impact Trainings. And I went there for her graduation from the first set of the three series of core trainings, and I was dumbfounded, totally dumbfounded, to see 4 days make a total change in her. And I couldn't believe it. I sat there looking at her, looking at the trainer, looking at her, looking at the trainer, wondering what the heck happened. To see her so joyful, so happy, so forgiving, so free, what happened? And so I decided, okay, if it worked for her, it's going to work for me. And so I decided to take that training. And when I did, it opened up the door to a whole new world, a whole new world. And I began to realize that the acquisition of things and the recognition of being the big fish in the little pond in the tax world really wasn't what I was after. It wasn't what's going to give me my happiness. And I decided to let go of that. I got into holistic healing arts and training in those particular areas, and a lot of study. I read and researched and worked at all kinds of different things, forging a new path in my life. And in the process of doing that, I came across something called A Course in Miracles, which was introduced to me by my wife. And it is a phenomenal book. If you have not taken a look at it, it's a course in making you realize that the beliefs that you have, the things that you affirm and hang on to as being the absolute truths, are not true. They are in error. And those are the things that have been holding me back. Now, another author that has augmented the Course in Miracles, who is now an internationally acknowledged great speaker, he's written several books, one of them being Disappearance of the Universe, which is a phenomenal book, and that one changed my world too. But in that, here's a quote that he said, and it is, "You will not break loose until you realize that you yourself forge the chains that bind you." I'm going to say that again. You will not break loose until you realize that you yourself forge the chains that bind you. And I found that to be absolutely true. I created the beliefs that I have, the limitations in my life, the dissatisfaction with stuff. It was only me and a belief that I was holding on to, which created, of course, the experiences and the paradigms that were there to enforce my beliefs. And once I saw how that chain worked and was able to break them, wow, everything broke free. Complete change in life. There you go, Brad.
That's a great quote. I've read that book as well. I think it's more of a perpetual reading of that particular book, but that is definitely a great quote. And I know a past guest talked about a quote that he had that because a because a quote, or I'm sorry, because a belief is supportive doesn't necessarily make it true, right? I mean, so the themes are coming on along in these interviews that beliefs have a lot to do with our success. And I'd like to hear the story, Bob, behind why you do what you do today. I know a lot has happened in your life through, you suggested earlier that you had many different career paths, but now today you live in the beautiful state of Oregon on the coast, and you're doing what you love to make a living, and it took a little bit to get there. So can you tell us that story about why you started Break Free Radio and how that's impacted your life in the last, I think we've had it going for a year.
Well, actually, we've had it going for about a year plus a little bit. We started it in April, Brad. But prior to that, I had been invited to be on a radio show sharing with the world tax advice, because that's my arena. The other part that I had done is I had, over the last 30 years, I've helped a lot of different software companies come up with ideas of how to create and give, share with business owners something that would encompass all the main things that people would need to have bulletproof tax returns. I've worked with lots of companies getting that done, and I was never able to accomplish what I was after. And so I had started working on a whole bunch of stuff in spreadsheets for another project I was involved in, and realized I could probably create something in a spreadsheet program that would give my clients and anybody else everything that they would need, everything they would need to understand what's taxable, what's deductible, how to record your income, give them the tools to record their income, their expenses, to give them valuable links out to other areas, to implement the three biggest tax strategies that are available for a home-based business: business use of the home, hiring the kids, and 100% medical write-offs. I put all that, including a mileage tracking system, just a whole sundry of stuff, including a source for leads for growing your business. I also include now a link to Invisys, which offers ID protection and computer protection. And if you are going to be in the world today, you just simply have to have those. There's no way around them anymore. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when.
Go ahead, Brad. I would say absolutely. Those are definitely great products to have, because especially in the world of information security, and that particular program that you're talking about does your computer and that. So it seems like a fairly comprehensive product. You've got, you know, a tax program with these great things inside of it. How does that lead into starting Break Free Radio?
Well, first of all, because I was looking to create something to give to my clients so that it would make tax preparation easier, cleaner, give them 100% bulletproof tax returns. That's always the key. Document, 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 document. Well, for a lot of people, they get lost, or they get something like a major over-the-counter accounting program that requires a bachelor's degree to understand how it works. I gave them something that was simple. And I shared this with other people who've been in businesses, particularly an older gentleman who looked at it. There was a 3 minutes worth of silence, and he came back and said, "Its simplicity is mind-boggling." And it's absolutely true. It is simple and it's mind-boggling. Well, with the creation of that, I got invited to participate in these radio shows, and we were essentially selling this product for $20. But what I found, and I learned, that giving and receiving are the same thing. Now think about that for a moment. Giving and receiving are the same thing, because without a giver, to be able to give, there has to be a receiver, and vice versa. It takes both to make it work. And the other thing I sincerely believe in is karma. And by taking this program, which I spent a year creating with the whole purpose and intention behind it, was to give people the tools that they need to accurately record their business, to understand things, to learn things, to have connection with professionals, and give it to them for free. And that's what we decided to do. So we set up Break Free Radio as a way of introducing people to successful business owners, to people who support them, to people who have inspiring stories of overcoming their experiences, their beliefs, their challenges, and seeing life anew. And so essentially what counts is a new belief. Here is a simplified system that can help. So I hope I'm answering your question here, Brad, but essentially that's what started the whole thing with Break Free Radio, is being able to share with the world, look, it's your belief that stopped you. Everything you need is readily available. The universe is there to give it to you. All you have to do is ask. Here it is. And that's what got us going.
Nice. Well, I think that's a great story about starting. I really love the product of What Counts. I like, you know, giving it away. And I think Break Free Radio was the kickoff of actually Inspire Eugene too, because it gave me the confidence from producing a podcast show, the back end work of putting it on a website, and then now I'm the host of my own show. So that's great. I definitely thank you for your help and helping me overcome those limiting beliefs and stepping out and doing this on my own as well. So,
well, it's always a matter of realizing that you don't have what you want. And the hardest part for most people is even allowing themselves to think what they want. Mm-hmm. But we've been brought up, get an education and get a job and look for all these benefits, and that's going to give you your source and security. Well, that's not true. It's simply not true.
I really like
Go ahead.
Well, I say I really like the mantra that comes out of Break Free Radio, that create your own economy aspect of what the folks that you talk to and interview portray, because ultimately as a business owner, that's what we're trying to do is create our own economy, our little chunk of the world that where we have clients and we have a source of money that we control how much comes in and how much goes out, because ultimately we're the boss, right?
Well, absolutely. And the most important part in realizing that is that the beliefs that you have about banks, about loans, about taxes, about all these different financial guardians of the status quo, we like to call, because actually we are all self-appointed guardians of the status quo, realizing that those things are those firm beliefs that we've been taught since childhood. Our parents embraced it, their parents embraced it, and we think that that's the only way to live. And that's not living. That's enslavement. Living comes from doing your passion, from believing in what you're doing and sharing your passion. Because as you express yourself through your passion, you find that new doors open. And Brad, you're the perfect example. You're the perfect example. Now, folks, I realize this is probably going to sound like, you know, I don't know. I love Brad dearly. I look at Brad as my own son. And the reason why I'm so enthralled with what he does, I've watched him grow significantly, particularly in the last 6-7 years, as he's gone from being that shy individual. I know he kept trying to push me to the front when we were getting things started, and it was a stretch for me too. But, you know, now I listen to him, and his presentations are very professional. He gets down to pertinent points. He's able to produce podcasts that have value and content that can actually change people's lives. And so I look at Brad as saying, yes, here's an example of somebody that saw the limitations, busted his butt to get through them. You guys have no idea how many books this guy reads, and is willing to express himself and put himself on the line all the time. And that's how come I believe that Brad and Inspire Eugene is going to take off and accomplish huge amounts of good in getting people to, once again, break those belief barriers and have themselves fulfilled in doing what they love and experiencing satisfaction and fulfillment.
Well, thank you for that. Those kind words, Bob. you help folks kind of see that creating their own economy. What do you think is the biggest mistake people make when they look at starting a business today?
The biggest problem that people run into, and it's really intriguing to me, they decide, they go listen to an MLM, or they listen to somebody who started a business, and the first thing they run into is all the old beliefs that they were taught in school or taught by everybody else, that you don't want to have your own business, you're going to starve. And when you have the insecurity, the thinking of lack, the neediness, and all that kind of stuff, that's absolutely the truth. And you will experience absolutely that. But the biggest problem that most people have when they go to start up a business is they don't know what they're doing. By the way, there's a really good book called The Richest Man of Babylon, which is a phenomenal short, not hard read, which really shows the value of, if you're going to go play and be on your own business, seek those who have already been there and who can teach you.
I have that book both in book format and audio format. I love that book.
It's a tremendous book. It's a tremendous book. I really enjoy that one a lot. But if you get yourself involved into a business and you choose to do that, now I'm going to use MLM just as a format to have a conversation. Now, frankly, having watched MLMs come and go and clients for the last 30 years, get into them, get out of them, it's interesting to see the mindset that people have. Traditionally, when people get into an MLM, they will enroll 2.6 people underneath them, and then they'll quit. And the reason why they quit is they go into it with the idea that just as soon as you enroll and get going, everybody's going to come to your table and you're going to be rich, which is not the truth.
We know that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does not work that way at all. You have to be committed to driving this product or these services and be passionate about it. And the other thing is, if you take a look at what the IRS looks at, what is the difference between a hobby and a business? Well, it's 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or an accumulative total of that same amount of time for a year. That's what it takes to satisfy the IRS. Well, what I'm sharing you is you can anticipate doing 20 hours a week, committed 20 hours a week to any business. It doesn't matter what it is. But if you take a look at the MLM industry, which is huge, I mean, it's in the trillions of dollars. The key that they have that makes them succeed is training. They are offering training for free. They'll teach people how to replicate what's already proven to be successful, and all you have to do is take that replication process and put it to work. Be willing to sit down and go to work. Now, it's fascinating. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to talk to my neighbors. I don't want to do this. I already burned up all my family lines. Well, that's fine. There's lead generation companies that can help you get sources for doing that. There's only a million ways to get things accomplished. You just have to be willing to look. And what I've also learned, as odd as this may sound, I've learned to trust the universe. And if I have a question or a problem, one of my favorite processes is I pose that problem when I go to bed, just before I go to sleep, and I say, here's my problem. I need help. And in the morning when I wake up, while I'm still in that draggy state, either I'll hear a voice, or it'll become very clear, or it'll hit me when I'm in the shower. Here's the answer. What's really interesting is the answer usually has nothing to do with the problem as I saw it. But when I implemented the answer, it was perfect. It took care of everything. So when you start a business, you want to take a look at, A, what can you be passionate about? Because if you can't be passionate about it, you're not going to put the time. B, do you have the support? Do you have the training? Do you have the access to the resources and the marketing to make it work? Next, most importantly, you have got to look at the taxes. You've got to look at the taxes. The ability to reduce or eliminate, avoid taxation, and I don't mean in a criminal way, I mean legitimately, using what's available to us, is so vast. I mean, 159 deductions to start with, just to start with, makes your possibilities of pocketing more money, having more free time, and doing what you love a reality, a very true possibility. Something you can do. So the third thing, make sure you get your taxes in alignment. Have a conversation with a professional. If your current tax preparer has a resistance to wanting you to be involved in a business or says it ain't going to work, then it's time to find somebody else. Now, something else about what counts, guys. I have a link to a CPA firm I work with in Salt Lake that are massively wonderful for helping people get started their businesses. The link's built right into the program. They also do a free 3-year review, and about 70% of the returns we look at, there's about $2,000 a year of hidden refunds that were not picked up. And so for the 3 prior years, you can have those amended, get some money back. It's a great way to start your business and get things going. So number one, pick one you're passionate. Number two, make sure you got the resources for training and to get things started. Number three, make sure you get your taxes put in place and that you treat it as a business and not a hobby. Okay, Brad.
Perfect. Well, those are some great tips on this is actually my next question, was where would you start? So you did a great job of going over that. How about you, though? Whenever you started your businesses, what is just one challenge that stuck out in your mind going through, and what'd you learn from it?
It's always the same one. I'm a hare.
Now, what does that mean?
When I'm at hair, okay, a few years ago, I read another intriguing book called The 1 Minute Millionaire. And in there, there's a resource available online called the HOTS survey, H-O-T-S. And I took that survey, and essentially it's about 20 questions. And from that, they determined you are one of four types of critters, okay? There's hares, owls, turtles, and squirrels, okay? HOTS, H-O-T-S. And each one of these characteristics identifies the personalities of a majority of the people. And sometimes you have a crossover or a blending of, but there are four particular identities I love to look at. Number one, a hare, which I am. A hare loves to have a problem because the joy is in seeking the answer. And then another problem and another answer and another problem, another answer. And pretty soon they forgot the original problem. They do not lay a foundation, a hard surface foundation of making sure that what they're doing is being properly handled. All they do is run down the hallway, waving their arms and magically, wonderfully chasing all of these possible solutions. Well,
by the way,
great creators.
By the way, I fall into that hair.
Yes, I know you
well.
Do.
So
we both do. We
so
both
how
do.
Is that? How has that got you in hot water? Propose a challenge, anyway.
So many times. To take a look at stepping into creating a new business, all I can see is, wow, it's going to do this and going to do that and going to do this. It's going to be hotter than pancakes. Everybody's going to want to buy it. Blah, 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 and take off down the hallway and go chase it like crazy. Then pretty soon, I get something else that distracts me. Oh, hey, this is going to be more fun. Vroom, down the hallway I go. And so when I did taxes, actually, it became an advantage to me because I got to work with people who were coming in and had new ideas or whatever, and I got to show them some of the strategies for creating and finding resources and solving their problems, making them grow. And when people come to me with an idea for business, I don't look at it as being a harebrained idea, although it is. It's still an opportunity to express themselves. But when I finally found out that my wild down the street running hair idea was great for creation, it had no foundation. And so the other three creatures would come into play. And I'm going to briefly touch on them because they really are important for all of us, okay? The next one is the owl. And the owl loves to make sure that everybody's okay. Now, I'm sure you know people like that, oh, it's okay. And, oh, but look at this way. And, oh, and try this, you know. And they're the ones that are always trying to smooth things over. Then there's a tortoise. And to me, they're more like Eeyore. You know, oh, that ain't going to work, you know. And they have all the reasons why something can't work. They'll come up with a million things why it can't work. And then the last one is a squirrel. Now, luckily, my wife is a squirrel. My goodness, is she good at it. I mean, she organizes and organizes and organizes and handles money beautifully, handles scheduling beautifully, and does great for follow-ups. I mean, she is the impeccable squirrel. And luckily, both of us realize what those characteristics are. She can see me as my hare. She knows I'm going to be a hare. She accepts what I'm going to say and do because that's where I come from. I do the same with her. I know she's a squirrel. This is what's going to happen. She cannot stand up anything out of place. That's just what it is. And the two together actually work. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm a hare with squirrel tendencies. I think when it comes to work, I have a tad bit of OCD, I have to say. Straightening the pencils on my desk and those sorts of things. So I think that's
don't
helped.
Have that problem.
I think that's helped Break Free Radio go because, you know, yeah. I think Bob's hair-ness of, hey, we can do this, and then Brad trying to figure out how to actually implement and make it work. I think those things worked out really well.
We complement each other extremely well. And Brad, as a technical wizardry, is amazing. I mean, it's just, he is so smart at a lot of different things. I'm just so proud of him and pleased to work with him. He's just really, really good at what he does. Really good at what he does. So, Brad, let's go on to the next question, my friend.
Yeah, well, my next part is what's coming up here has you excited? The project or anything like that?
I have lots of things. You know, having been involved in doing taxes for 30 years, I specifically avoided being involved in any other MLM programs. I've seen them come and go. I've seen the things that succeed. I've seen the things that are fail. I've seen the Ponzi's. I've seen all different types of stuff. And recently I was asked to come speak at a launch of a new company in Salt Lake City. And I came in, I spoke, teaching people the advantages of a home-based business. And I really liked what they had because it was educational material, teaching people about money, teaching people about how to get out of the banking systems, teaching people how to be self-reliant, teaching people really valuable stuff, really valuable stuff. But there was an element to it that didn't quite fit. There was something that didn't quite bring out my full hairiness, as you wish to say, okay? And I had a friend of mine who introduced me to another company called IPES 180, which is a brand new company that's just being launched at the end of this month, that is teaching people about health. And it's a unique process. They have a very, very unique compensation plan. It's so different than everybody else's. And most compensations, when you join up to be a distributor, they want you to pay X number of dollars to get involved. They want you to pay so much a month. And that's why most people peter out. They get tired of those auto ships and that kind of stuff. This company's different. You do pay to get started. And as you build your downline, which is a simple 2x2 matrix, which we'll go into greater explanation on that some other time, it's real fast to fill. You don't have to any auto ships until you make your first $10,000. That's pocketed $10,000. And then after that, your business only grows and expands, and you start having $139 a month auto ship. But a portion of that goes to a store, an online store, which sells health food products. And you get to have a portion of that to give away. And it's pretty dang remarkable. Amazing company. It's just getting started, and I'm really enthralled with it. I've talked to the owner. I've looked at the books. I've seen how they've done it. I've checked all of the due diligence requirements that most people are probably not even aware of to make sure that this company is doing everything right, and it's all there. Go ahead, Brad.
No, I would say that's – I just didn't want to really interrupt you there, but, yeah, it seems like a really great company.
It is. It's a good company, and I am excited there. Actually, their launch, like I said, isn't going to be until the end of this month, but they have phenomenal products in line, phenomenal education put in line, and I'm excited about it. I am very excited about it. And that, in connection with Break Free Radio, Break Free Radio gives us the source to be able to get people to feel the inspiration. You know, this is why Eugene Inspire is going to do really well. I know it is. This is why Break Free Radio has been successful. We get people to feel the possibilities. The possibilities. Because that's when people get stuck. When they have themselves cornered to think there's no option, there's no choice, you might as well die. And that's not true.
I think kind of the reason why Inspire Eugene, I wanted to be story-based on, you know, tell us about a time when, you know, the story behind how you got started. Because I think it's so easy to get stuck inside of our own little worlds, thinking life is only happening to us in a certain way. And it's nice to be able to hear the struggles and hear the successes of other people, because it grounds us as, hey, we are all in this together, and we're all managing similar problems. And if we can grab inspiration from somebody else, or even tactics from other people on how they dealt with it. And I really like the theme that's come out of this interview of, you know, challenging the beliefs that you have, because that's where I started, was challenging my beliefs, which, as Bob mentioned, I read a lot because I want to challenge those beliefs in as many ways as I can, because I don't want to get stuck in a rut. And I think that's why Break Free Radio and now Inspire Eugene is successful and is going to be successful, because people really want to see other people succeeding, and it just tells them that they can then succeed.
You know, one of the key things that I saw years ago, putting up on a whiteboard, if you take the word beliefs, B-E-L-I-E-F-S, and write it out in front of you. Now take out the first two letters and the last two letters, and what sits in the middle of all beliefs is a lie. Now, some people are going to say, that's not true, because the first thing the truth always does usually is piss you off, okay? But it's the truth. When we embrace a whole series of beliefs, we set a hardcore anchor saying, this is what my life is all about, and this is all I can see, and that's all there is, This is when you're stymied, you're stopped, you're stuck, you don't go anywhere, and stuck is stuck. And those are the ones that come home from the 9-to-5 grind, sit down, get drunk, watch TV, and don't have anything in life that's of joy because they have a belief. It stops them. I can't do that. I can't do this. She won't let me. He won't let me. Da 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 da. All lies. All of them. All lies.
I definitely see that and have felt that in my life. Obviously, you know more than most people about that, but especially when starting this particular podcast, I had a lot of reservations about getting behind the microphone and talking and interviewing people, and I was, you know, really scared on the very first interview that I did. I know it was someone that I really like and respects, and I think he really likes and respects me, and, you know, it was a great conversation that came out of it, but I had to overcome a lot of barriers in my own mind to even make that first interview happen.
And that's true, and like I said, I greatly admire Brad, and we could do all this back and forth about how much I love Brad, but that's not our purpose for our interview today, okay?
Go ahead, Brad. Oh, I was gonna say, so that kind of brings me to the next thing. I mean, I know I've pulled inspiration out of a lot of different books. What book has most inspired you throughout the years, Bob?
Without a doubt, A Course in Miracles.
A Course in Miracles.
Now, that is, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, it is a self-study course. It's, in my opinion, very non-traditional spiritual perspective of life. You begin to realize that the beliefs that you have set the course for everything that you believed in are wrong. Now, when I say wrong, I don't mean that, oh, you're a loser and there's condemnation attached to it. That's not it. It's error. It's just a mistake. And there's total innocence in it. You just don't realize it. And that book, along with Disappearance of the Universe, along with, oh my gosh, there's just so many of them that are all in that particular traditional line that have given me the inspiration to say, whoa, all these things I used to believe that were self-condemning, you know, particularly those unconscious guilt factors that love to sit in the background and control you and keep your mechanism of supposed life running. When you realize that that is a lie, it's just a whole bunch of self-perpetuating series of programming that we've initiated from the time we stepped into this game called mortality, and the willingness to be able to say, hey, that's not right. What I was shown here, obviously, that I've accepted as being the absolute truth because the two gods of my childhood, mom and dad, taught it to me. Whoa, it's not right. It doesn't work. And so, yeah, those books there have been probably my greatest inspiration.
Perfect. Well, how about say on your day-to-day activities, what tool, resource, or even online resource do you use on a daily basis?
How could any of us live through life without Google? Oh my gosh.
They're taking over the world.
And that's fine with me. I'll tell you, I have found so much resources. I use Google a lot to search out and look for things that I feel an application. Being a hare, I'm always looking for ideas, always. And Brad does the same thing. We're both addicted. We can look for, it's like right now, we're playing with digital recording systems instead of analog. And the reason why is they have certain advantages, but they have certain disadvantages too. And so we spend hours, even days, trying to figure out how to get the perfect digital system so we can record, put it all together in one program, and put it out and have a marvelous time doing it.
And by the way, if anybody listening to this knows how to record digitally on the computer with the call and being able to record audio at the same time, please send me an email at brad@inspireeugene.com because we really, really want to figure this out.
Actually, I have that one conquered. I can do that part. The part that I can't get to function is when I'm recording a phone conversation. I can have my buttons and play my music and my intros and exits, all that kind of stuff. But the people I'm interviewing can't hear it.
Yes, that can't particular problem. If you can, that's if you know how problem. To overcome that, please send us an email. That would be great.
I have spent probably the last 48 hours trying to figure out that one. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. And Brad and I are trading lots of stuff, but we haven't got there yet.
Absolutely. Well, the last question, Bob, and I ask everybody this. If you were a superhero, what would be your superpower?
Oh, my superpowers. If I could... Oh, this is going to sound really odd to a lot of people. They're going to think that maybe I'm completely wacko.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
If I had the ability, and I know that there have been great people on the earth throughout the history of time who've had that ability, the ability to heal the mind, that would be the greatest superpower of all. To have people be able to escape the prison that their thoughts and their beliefs create and do it magically. Here, you don't have that anymore. I mean, if you take a look at Christ, or you take a look at Buddha, or you take a look at some of the other people who have been out there that have been able to offer relief, whether it's mechanically touching somebody or sharing a thought or just realizing our minds are all connected. We are all one. But to have the ability to get somebody to see past that limiting belief, to give them ice water while they're in hell, and to see the possibilities to discover what they are, which is love, way beyond the limiting thinking they have about who they are, which is tethered with beliefs and condemnations and anchors that stop you from being the truth of what you are. So if I could have a superpower, that would be it. Free people's minds, heal their hearts, heal their, I'm going to call it heal their soul, but actually just return them to the truth of what they are.
It's a great power, Bob. So if people wanted to find you, how could they find you?
Oh, breakfreeradio.com. That's our number one connectivity out there in the world at this point in time. There's so much stuff that's on there, and there's so much more that's coming. We got some really exciting stuff that's going to come out this Wednesday. I realize today is the 22nd of June. It's a Sunday. And on Wednesday, we're going to be releasing all kinds of stuff, new stuff on Break Free Radio about IPS and Invisys and a new version of What Counts. And a wonderful interview where I get to introduce the additional host from Break Free Radio, which includes Brad McKinney, as you're hearing him here, and Jim Logan, who is a very dear friend of mine, who is the ultimate expert in MLMs and marketing. Tremendous asset and resource to bring on board with us to share with the world. So go to breakfreeradio.com. There's Bob at Break Free Radio. If you want to send me an email, I'd be glad to have a conversation with you. I enjoy them.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate you taking the time this Sunday afternoon to do this interview. And you have a great day, and everyone else listening, have a great day as well.
Thank you, Brad. Always enjoy our conversations.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's Inspire Eugene podcast interview. We are committed to bringing you great content each and every week. Please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and spread the word by sharing our page on Facebook. Have an inspired day, and we will see you next time.